Nantucket's whaling economy collapsed in the late 1850s. New Bedford whaling eclipsed Nantucket as early as the 1830s. With the laying of the Transcontinental Railroad, the capital of whaling moved later to San Francisco. Vessels could hunt whales in the Western Arctic and get products to the East Coast markets quicker by rail than by sea. Norwegian whaling was on the ascendancy starting in the late 19th century. Commercial whaling expanded dramatically in the 20th century, but it was not an American story. European, Soviet, and Asian fleets turned their attention to whales for meat rather than oil and baleen. Whaling became increasingly efficient, no longer restricted by wind and sail, nor the speed by which men could row a boat. The new catcher boats were steel-hulled, propeller-driven, and mounted with artillery pieces on their bows. Steam-powered ships could pursue whales, which had been too fast to catch during the age of sail. Cannons fired massive harpoon projectiles, some with exploding heads, which could kill a whale with a single shot. Spotter planes could vector in a fleet of catcher boats to destroy whole pods at an alarming rate. In 1967, the American Cetacean Society became the first group dedicated to end commercial whaling. It was followed by large national organizations like Greenpeace. These actions culminated in the Marine Mammal Protection Act in 1972 in the United States and an international ban on commercial whaling in 1986. The touchscreen display presents short videos that promote the understanding and protection of whales in the 21st century.